Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. I'm not sure where you are listening to the podcast, whether you're out for a walk, folding laundry, you just paused Tiger King, I don't know, in your car, at your desk, wherever you are, you're likely practicing social distancing, which is the new norm, and you're seeing people wear gloves and face masks to the supermarket, and you're probably a little anxious like me about being around people, and that's kind of normal for these times. On this episode, I wanted to do something a little different. I want to offer you a perspective as leaders as to the situation and help you define what is and what is not normal, to help you grow empathetically and help you give yourself a baseline on our current situation. Leaders, when they are in need, have networks of people they can count on, and they know which friends will give them which perspectives. We have friends that we know will support our conspiracy mindset. We have friends who we know will support our you're right mindset. And we have friends that will be the protagonists and argue for whatever we say. And then we have antagonist friends who will argue against whatever we say. Over the course of the last few weeks, I have done my best to maintain my normal levels of blind optimism, to be the cheerleader in my house, and to support those that I serve. I believe that I'm pretty balanced and that we're doing things pretty well here at the Knightsky House. But how would I know? Or how would you know if it's going well or not going well? Because there's no comparison. You know, I talk to friends just like you do, and everybody says they're doing okay, and yet I can sense that there's some underlying tension, anxiety, and worry in the voices of all of my friends. So this episode, I thought we would provide you either affirmation, confirmation, or some reflection by having you hear the differing perspectives of my own world. We're going to talk to each member of the Knightsky family in order for others to hear what it's like to be in our quarantine and what we're looking forward to, what worries us, what consoles us, what motivates us, as well as what we're struggling with, what online life is like for highly social people, and what we need to do in order to keep up the energy to go further through this historic pandemic. Now, for background, I'm always in Buffalo mindset. That is, I eagerly run into the storm in order to optimistically and proactively address the issues I am facing. I'm also a believer that a leader is anyone who has influence over another person. And my single greatest joy and priority, which fuels me every single day, is serving my family. So here's a little background about each of them before they join me. The Knightsky clan from Port Washington. My wife, Megan, was born and raised here in Port Washington, Wisconsin. She's the second child of Barb and Mark Matera. She went to St. Mary's grade school and was a childhood and high school friend of my younger brother. She was a good student, played sports, and was pretty active socially and has maintained her grade school and high school friendships all these years. Megan and I met at our local summer festival, Fish Day, and we've been married since 1997. Megan is a teacher, and she teaches 7th grade language arts at Farnsworth Middle School, a public school in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Our son Charlie, well, he was born in 2002 and is a senior at Port Washington High School. He's a very kind and sensitive, yet highly energetic, funny, and competitive young man. He's a good student, a great person, and an emerging leader. But he's also the worrier and someone who gets a little anxious as he approaches unknown situations. He's been tested in his young life when we lost my brother John and his uncle 2 years ago, but he's demonstrated great resilience and is stronger as a result of his life experiences. He's heading to St. Norbert College in the fall and will be studying history and education and playing soccer for the Green Knights. Our daughter Grace was born in 2005 and is a freshman in high school at Port Washington. Grace is a very loving, energetic, humorous, and sympathetic young woman who's creative and thoughtful, but also very quick-witted, and probably the funniest member of our entire family. She's loyal to her friends, and she also endured great pain with the loss of her uncle. She was an extreme introvert in public when she was a young girl, but has grown into being an adventurous person now by nature. She loves our dog, and her passion for music and entertainment is unrivaled in our house. Both of our children are athletes with jobs and high expectations in this home. They have great problems, but problems nonetheless, and from the outside, we look pretty normal. But who knows what normal really is? Which is why I'm going to interview them so you can hear our experience. I can create a historical capture for us of what we've been going through and hopefully give you a tool to help you through this as well. Because there is no normal currently, and without social, real social interaction, I think we're struggling a bit with our energy, our purpose, and our mission. And let's reframe what and how we provide leadership and move forward knowing that there is no such thing as normal. I'm going to start with the two Generation Zers, which a few weeks ago I did a podcast on, and I still believe that they're the greatest generation on this planet, especially now that they are living through all of this. I mean, think about this. My son Charlie was born 10 months after 9/11. Our nation has been in a state of international military conflict his entire life. When he was 5, our economy had the second largest recession, and now as he enters adulthood, he's living through a global pandemic. He basically had the end of his senior high school career canceled and has been terribly displaced socially at school and soccer and at work. The worst thing that ever happened to me the spring of my senior year was when my moped ran out of gas and a Def Leppard tape got eaten in my imitation Walkman. Okay, so here we go. Let's take a listen to the Knightsky family here. And before I get into it, I just wanted to disclose two things. One is my family's not used to being on the podcast, and this isn't easy for them. It actually got a little emotional at times with us. And each time I introduced them, they got to pick their walk-up song. So enjoy. All right, so I'm here with Charlie now, and his walk-up song cannot be spoken out loud, apparently, but it's got a great intro, right, Duke?
Yeah.
All right, so Charlie, we are living in historic times. Can you tell us a little bit about who you are and how old you are and all that kind of stuff? Introduce yourself.
I am Charlie Knightsky, obviously. I'm his son, and I'm 17, and I'm a senior at Port Washington High School.
And describe where we are right now.
We're in our parents' closet right now.
Right. And if you were to say who has the most stuff in here, would it be?
Definitely mom. Definitely.
Yeah, without a doubt. How many jean jackets can one person have? Yeah. All right, Charlie. So we're here today to talk a little bit about this historic times that we're living in. Can you describe what you thought when you first heard people talking about shutting down schools a few weeks ago because of coronavirus?
At first, I was extremely excited.
You were?
Yes. Because I was like, oh, school's going to be out for a few weeks. And I was pretty excited. Huh?
That's honest.
Yeah.
And how about now?
Now, not so much. I miss the people. Miss the people I see, saw on like an everyday basis, my teachers, stuff like that.
Any teachers that you miss or that you want to give a little shout out to here?
Yeah, shout out Miss Makos.
All right. What does Miss Makos teach?
She teaches my anthropology class.
All right. And when you hear people say coronavirus now, like, what does that make you think about? What does it make you feel like?
It makes me think of, like, my family and how it could affect all of us. Like,
in what way?
Like, if any of us get sick, that's, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, you worry about it?
Yeah.
How much do you worry about it? Like,
pretty frequently, yeah.
And what's your greatest concern about it?
One of us getting sick, our grandparents, something like that.
And when you go out in like public, like how are you feeling about that? Like when we went to the grocery store, when we went and played tennis and stuff.
I was pretty nervous. I wasn't like as paranoid as our mom like made us out to like be, but it was still pretty nerve wracking. I don't know.
And why is that? Just for fear of getting it or?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, when we were playing tennis, so we went and played tennis a couple of days ago and it was just us at the tennis court. Tell us how it made you feel when those other people showed up.
Yeah, I was pretty nervous because I knew our mom didn't want us to, like, be close to anyone. So,
right, right. Yeah. And what did you want to do?
Leave.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But you know what? It was. I think it's a good testament to how people feel because here we are in a tennis court. We're far away from each other. We're playing, you know, your sister and I are playing tennis. And we're hitting balls back and forth. And two people are 15 yards from us. But it still had all of us a little nervous. And do you remember what I said to the people playing when our ball rolled over there?
Don't touch the ball.
Just hit it back over here. Yeah. Right. I even got a little nervous about it. Okay, so let's talk about school a little bit, Charlie. What's it like? You know, you never did any online learning before this. What's working for you with online learning? What do you like about it?
There's not much I really like about it. I feel like I like that it's compact and like how our school is set up, like it's 3 or 4 classes a day. Like at our school, it's on Monday 1, 3, 5, 7, I like how they split it up like that.
And, you know, you get up, we have pretty much a routine at the house, right? What are the expectations, would you say?
Get up like 7:30, 8, take a shower, eat breakfast, and get your work done before, well, get all your work done before you, like, go on your phone and stuff like that.
Yeah, and nobody can do anything until we have all of that done.
Yeah.
Who's the enforcer of that, would you say, at our house?
I don't know. Honestly, I feel like I enforce that myself, but because I don't really work in the kitchen. I work in my room mostly, so.
Yeah, because Mom and Grace sit in the kitchen. Yeah. I work in my office, and you work in your room. Mm-hmm. So it works out pretty well.
Yeah.
So what are things that have been challenging for you with online learning, like specifics?
Definitely the layout of our, like, class pages on Haiku, how that's been. At first, it was really, really disorganized. And now, like, going through this past week, it's been more, it was more organized because they had more time to set their stuff up over spring break.
And when you mean organized, it was just confusing to navigate for you?
Yeah, it was all over the place.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily the teachers. It was just trying to figure out all of the different components.
Yeah.
And what type of assignments do you like online?
My speech class. For my speech class, we just did like a lip sync assignment. Like, we just took a video of us lip syncing one of our favorite songs. I like stuff like that, but it's pretty much stuff like we do at school, like a lot of sheets. But it's hard. It's more difficult without guidance from a teacher. So.
Yeah, without helpful,
obviously,
you know,
yeah.
Support there. Mm-hmm. And what was it like the other day? I busted into your bedroom and you weren't very happy with me, but you were in a video conference with a teacher. What's that like?
I don't know. It was good. It was very helpful. I got my information that I needed and got off pretty quick. I've done like 2 or 3. With few teachers, and it's been helpful, yeah.
Have any of the teachers reached out to you at all separately just to check in or anything like that?
It's pretty much been, I've sent them an email about, like, a question that I've had, and then they send, in their response, they'd be like, hopefully you're well, stuff like that.
That's awesome. And how's that make you feel?
Pretty good, pretty good.
So, what's it like to live at this house?
It's not bad, it's... Yeah.
What do you mean it's not bad?
It's
not bad is not good. What the heck? I'm kidding. Like, what's it like? What's a day like for you?
Like, go, like, wake up and stuff.
Yeah.
So, like wake up. Try to do my work not as quick as possible. I try to get all my work done, not put any of it off for the next day. And then usually once I finish, go on my phone or go on, and then I usually go on a run, work out some way, and... Yeah, play Xbox after that.
Yeah. Do you think our family now spends more time together and has
definitely
more interaction?
Like, forced to, yeah.
Like, what do you mean forced? Who says forced?
We're in the house.
It's an opportunity, man.
A lot more movies, play games.
Yeah, what are we doing? Movies, games?
Watch movies, me, you, and Grace watching Band of Brothers.
We're having
going on walks with our mom, stuff like that.
Yeah, and then you and I are. I think we're having fun with training. You and I going and doing the individual fitness training.
Mm-hmm.
What's been a real challenge for you?
Not seeing people like not seeing my friends and my teachers too, stuff like that. Like, interaction with those people that I enjoy seeing.
Do you ever reflect upon like how much freedom you had until now?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Like, what's something that you miss?
Just being able to go. Like, just go. I don't know. Drive somewhere. Hang out with someone. I don't know.
All those little things.
Being cooped up in the house, yeah.
Right. Just chilling at Culver's and
going
out and meeting with friends.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like to live with me?
It's not difficult. I don't know. It's nice. It's nice, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So what advice what advice do you have for others? Like, as they're going through this.
Like,
and people who might not be might not be as fortunate as us to have, you know, a mom and dad at home and not have to worry about as much and everybody healthy and
just gotta keep a positive mindset. It's all gonna pass eventually. Just gotta stick it out now.
How do you keep that positive mindset?
Just keep telling myself it's gonna be over at some time, hopefully soon.
What are you looking forward to when it's all over?
Being able to leave, go have interaction with my friends, go back, hopefully, if school isn't canceled, go back to school, see my teachers, see the people that I only see at school. like that I don't hang out with outside of school, be able to see those people for a few more times before I go off to college. So,
and what are some things you wonder about when you think about the future?
Recently, like if how next year is going to work for me going be a freshman next year college. I don't know what how that's going to work. If this is still a really big issue.
Do you worry about that?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think you have much to worry about. I hope that you get it.
Yeah.
It's going to be very cool to watch you become a freshman again. So what's one thing that you now appreciate now more than ever before as a result of being quarantined and cooped up and not having kind of all the freedoms that you've enjoyed your whole life?
Like you said, yeah, being able to do stuff when I want to and like just be able to leave. I don't know. It sounds pretty. I don't know. Just being able to get out.
Just basics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to the store, not worry about it, not see people in masks and gloves, and it's all kind of weird. What does it mean to be a buffalo?
You got to charge into your problems. You can't back off. You got to go right into it.
Is that hard or easy?
Definitely difficult. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's totally honest. Well, thanks for joining me, Charlie.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. I very much appreciate it.
Yeah. You did a great job here.
And I'm 15 years old.
Awesome. Welcome to the podcast, Grace. So, Shorty, can you describe for us what you thought when you first heard people talk about shutting down schools a few weeks ago?
It didn't feel real to me that much, because usually school's not involved with kind of world issues. So I was a little shocked and a little nervous. I really didn't know what was going on.
That's a really cool perspective, because I think that's how a lot of people felt when they saw the news and they saw China and Italy. That's so far away. And then all of a sudden, one day we wake up and hear that we're going to be closed.
Yeah.
So what do you think about when you hear people say coronavirus? Like, are you afraid of it? Do you think that it's something that like you could get? Do you fear it?
Well, I don't really worry for myself because I have a lower chance of dying from it, but yeah, I worry about like my grandparents definitely and like other older people.
And what do you think about when you see people around town like in masks and gloves and stuff like that? Like you said, does that just still not feel real?
Yeah, it doesn't feel real, but that's like a precaution, but I don't like that. Makes it more scary.
Yeah, makes it more nerve-wracking. So when you learned that school was going to be shut down for weeks, What were you thinking?
Again, it did not feel real, and it really never sat in until I started online school that like I had to do this kind of on my own now.
Did you worry about anything when you were told that?
I was kind of worried that my first year of high school is kind of ruined and I probably won't see my friends for a while.
Yeah, I mean, you had a really strong start to your school year as a freshman transitioning to a new school, a much bigger school, and you had soccer coming up here, which is one of your favorite sports. How's that feel to have that, to not know if you're ever going to get to play high school soccer this year?
I was a little upset about that like I won't be able to play my first year of soccer for high school, but I was kind of glad that at least this didn't happen in the beginning of the year, so I got to play tennis too. So.
Yeah, that's true. You still had all those cool opportunities, homecoming and all the dances and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You also excited that you didn't have to do the fitness part of it at all?
Yeah, I guess.
So talk to us a little bit about online learning. Like what's working for you with online learning? What do you like about it?
I like that how short the days are. Like it's up to whoever's doing it. But for me, I like just to get it all done in the morning. So I usually only have a 3 to 4 hour day or work day, school day.
Right, because Charlie explained you have like hours 1, 3, 5, and 7 on Monday and 2, 4, 6, 8 on Tuesdays. So that works out pretty well.
Yeah.
And what's it like at our house? Like during this, I mean, what routines do we have? What expectations do we have for you guys?
Well, the school has that we have to start at 8, which I like, because then I probably wouldn't start for a while. So I like that. Like we have to start at that time. And then like for our house, like activities we have to do, like working out, which I I'm glad we're having to do that, or I probably wouldn't be in shape anymore.
Yeah, you have to keep moving, and you have to do other stuff. And so what's challenging for you with online learning? Like, what's hard about it, or what don't you like?
I learn best face-to-face, so it's really hard. Like, the Zoom, that's probably, like, the best thing about it, but also kind of the worst, because I don't really want to go on FaceTime with my class or my teachers. I would rather be face-to-face and learning with that. And, like, tests and stuff, it's all online, or everything's online, but it's just hard to keep up and, like, know what we have to do. Sometimes it's just because every teacher has, like, their different, like, how to give this stuff to us.
Yeah, they have their different styles and mm-hmm. unique methods.
Yeah.
So sometimes it gets a little hard to navigate or yeah. figure all that out.
Definitely.
Can you talk to me a little bit about the Zoom thing? So, and I hope you don't get upset when I say this, but you're not always super comfortable around upperclassmen and people you don't know. Mm-hmm. So like sometimes when the teachers have open Zoom sessions, you don't want to go in there.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I feel like that's with a lot of people. Like rather than if there's a specific time, which I'm pretty sure there is, that like you can go in with your class or like ask questions. I don't know for sure though, but yeah, I would prefer not to do that with like upperclassmen or like a different class. But I feel like everyone's like that. Like they wouldn't want to be with anyone.
Yeah, you worry about being embarrassed and
yeah.
asking questions and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like to live in this house? Like, what's it like when you do we have routines? Do you have expectations? Is it fun? Is it tough? Is it?
It's, I don't really know. I've never like been through this before, but it's like, I don't know. It kind of feels like summer to me if I couldn't go outside. Like I have to do some things, but rather than that, it's pretty laid back. Rather than school and having to like do an activity or read every day. So I don't really know.
Would you ever want to go to school like this? Like this is how you go to school from now on?
No, not at all.
That way. So what's been helpful from Mom and I?
It's very helpful that you guys were both teachers. And it's helpful that Mom's on the other side of this because she is a teacher. So she knows, like, how they feel. So, like, if when I get upset at stuff, my teachers, when I just don't know what's going on. Well, I don't get upset at them, but I get upset at, like, the situation I'm in. That Mom, like, I know what's on the other side. So I really never get upset at my teachers. And then you just keep the house positive.
What do you see Mom doing with her students?
Well, when she does her Zooms, I see that she gets very happy all the time. And then that's like the highlight of her day when she gets to talk to her students. So that's really cool. And then I figured probably that's like our teachers too, because they went in this career not to do this, but to go face to face.
Okay, so Grace, what do you wonder about when you think about the future after all of this?
I wonder, and I hope it's definitely done by summer. And I feel like everybody thinks it's just going to be done by summer. Like that's just like, I don't know, my expectation. I don't know if that's true or not, but I really hope it is done by summer. And I just really hope I can see my friends definitely and wonder about how, like, if this is ever going to come back or if this is just like one big swoop, I guess.
Yeah. And what do you worry about?
Probably most grandparents and other people's grandparents and just all the deaths that are going on. Hopefully it doesn't like hit the people I love or the people I love's like other loved ones, like friends and stuff like that.
Yeah, I worry about that too. And one of the things I worry about a lot is like when you do see that there are people who are losing their lives, like how their families are and
mm-hmm.
how hard it is during this time. You know, we lost a friend here and we couldn't go to his funeral and they couldn't even have his funeral. So I worry about a lot of that kind of stuff too. So what are you looking forward to?
Definitely summer and seeing my friends. That's and like other family members, but yeah, seeing people not on a screen, I guess.
Yeah, busting out of here and actually having some social interaction, some laughs, some sleepovers, and some hanging out at Culver's, right? Stuff like that.
Yep.
What's it like to live with me?
Hard? No.
What? What's it like?
It's, I don't know. It's always positive or get out of the house kind of situations, like going to activities. You're definitely the one that pushes that more with exercising or want to go play tennis, stuff like that.
And what advice do you have for other people to get through this? Like things that have worked well for you. I mean, if you were to just tell other 15-year-olds around the country or the world, like, hey, here's what you need to do. What would it be?
Stay at home. Like, I know some people aren't with big friend groups, just not caring. Like, they're thinking, like, I thought of this in the beginning before it got kind of real for me, that it doesn't affect me. But then, like, I realized that this isn't about me. Like, I saw a ton of stuff on social media and, like, celebrities saying that, like, this isn't just affecting you. It is, like, you think it's just affecting you, but it's actually affecting, like, if you get it, I guess those 15-year-olds that are, like, out hanging out with friends, they wouldn't care about it if they got it, but they're not thinking of the people around them that will get it from them.
Yeah, I think that's one of the huge lessons that we saw in Italy, is that all of the, you know, kind of adults and older people stayed home and all the young people went to cafes thinking they'd all be fine, and now they're the last kind of group to get it. So that's really wise of you. All right, last one. What do you appreciate now more than ever before?
Probably my health. Other people's health. I don't really know.
That's a great answer. All right, Grace, thanks for joining me on the podcast. Okay, so now I've got Megan with me. You want to introduce yourself there?
I'm Megan, as he just said.
But how old are you? That's what I asked the kids. No, don't tell your age. It's no big deal.
I'm 46.
No, you're perpetually 29.
Yeah.
All right, so Meg, what was going through your mind a couple weeks ago when people were talking about shutting down schools?
when it was initially brought up. My heart hurt because I love what I do. I love kids. And the thought of not being with them makes my heart hurt.
You know, one of the things that was pretty cool was the kids both pointed that out about how you light up during the day when you get to see your students online. So what do you think about when you hear the coronavirus?
My initial thoughts go to our family and the concern that, one of us, the kids, our parents, our siblings will get sick.
Yeah. One of the things Charlie said was, you are very concerned about it for us. And that even like when we went and played tennis, like as soon as he saw other people, he got pretty concerned about it. What have you learned, well, what do you worry about for the kids, for your students, when you heard school was going to get shut down for weeks? What was your first response?
Initially, my first response was just the diversity in our students' homes. You know, some of them will focus on learning. Some of them will just focus on survival.
What has been challenging for you with, like, online learning as a teacher?
Kind of back to that idea of what is being expected at their home. So, like, the engagement. That's what upsets me is I'm not getting, you know, 100% engagement, which we should not expect that because of what I previously said about what the families are going through at this time. So I'd love, you know, to have more kids in the Google Hangout, but I'm getting, you know, 15, 16 kids, but it's not enough. It's just not enough.
How do you feel though when you're online and you get to see them?
Yeah, no, it's a good part of the day. It's nice to hear their voices. It's nice to see them, you know, what their life is like, and them sharing things that are happening in their families and asking questions, of course. But I think more of the focus is just to see each other.
Yeah, I think it's fun when I come in and I see the kids, like, I think that was the first day or maybe the second time you had done it, and the kids were laying in their beds and they're like, do you want to see my cat?
Yeah. One boy's family got chickens, and he's been showing us the chicks. They've gotten pretty big as the weeks have progressed, so it's cute.
It's kind of interesting, I think, for an educator to be invited into that intimate environment at home and see all that kind of stuff, right?
Right. Unfortunately, I don't think there's a choice, though, right now.
Right, right. So what do you think it's like for us to live here with the kids?
I think we're blessed. I think, you know, we're lucky because they have a good relationship even before this, but now you just see them, you know, still wanting to be together, making each other laugh, making us laugh. Like, we say it quite often, but it's kind of in our faces right now how truly blessed we all are.
Yeah, I mean, Grace has kind of risen to the occasion. The last night, I don't know, she'll probably get mad about us telling us this, but we watched Tiger King as a family on Netflix, which frankly is odd and disturbing. Yeah, it's horrible. I couldn't believe we were watching it, but really there's nothing else we can do, and what harm could it be? But, I mean, her sense of humor shined because I was in the wood shop. Were you working on your computer when she came down? Or were you watching TV? Probably Hallmark or something?
I was actually making the Google Forms.
So there you are on a Saturday night doing schoolwork, right? And our daughter comes whipping downstairs and she's dressed like Joe Exotic. She's got a fake mustache on, a ball cap, jean shirt or jean jacket, and just made us laugh.
Yeah.
Like, it was like nothing here was going on. Well, what's been helpful through all of this? The last 3.5 weeks.
Kind of what you just pointed out, the spirit of our children, you know, you being positive. I think I've been, for the most part, quite positive as well, seeing the positive in this. And I hope they don't get to a point where they say we cannot go outside, because I think for mental health, the fact that we can get outside and go for a walk, or Charlie can go work out, and Grace and you have been playing tennis, I think... just, you know, that aspect has helped quite a bit as well.
What do you think's been your greatest challenge through all of this, outside of school stuff?
Outside of school? Just being a mom and being concerned.
Yeah.
For our kids, for our families, our parents. And
I think that's one of the things that's been hardest for me and you to navigate, is the regular conversations with our parents.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this is real. No, we can't go hiking, or don't come home, or don't do this and don't do that. That's been really taxing. But
and you, like, you know, you're the one that's going to the grocery store. You're the one that's going to Home Depot. But you know, concerned for your health and well-being as well.
What do you wonder about when you think about the future now?
A lot of my thoughts... It's either my students or, I mean, just because of the ages of our children, I think I am more focused on Charlie than Grace, with what the future holds for his senior year and what will happen.
If he gets his life cycle rituals and his graduation and his party and his friends and what that new world will look like for us. What do you wonder about? I mean, for us. Like... We're living in a pandemic. That never was on my radar. I remember when we were, you know, we had been married for 4 years on September 11th. And I remember talking to each other. Both of us were in schools and coming home and thinking, like, the world's never going to be the same. And the world did kind of get the same. So do you think that'll happen with this?
That life will go on?
Yeah. We come back to some level of normalcy.
I hope. It's my hope, yes.
Yeah, mine too.
I mean, I think it has changed a lot of people's behavior and a lot of people's lives. But I hope, yes, I mean, that we do return to some normalcy. God hope.
And what are you looking forward to?
Going back to school.
Summer Megan wants to go back to school. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Just, you know, the kids, my teammates. I'm so fortunate to work with amazing teachers, and it just makes a world of a difference. And just that kid contact, like I said, when they initially said it, I love what I do. I love kids. I don't want to not be there.
It still doesn't feel real.
No.
Even weeks into this, it still doesn't feel real. Like it doesn't feel like a Sunday right now. Yeah. And it also doesn't feel real. What advice do you have for others? Other teachers, other moms, other parents?
I don't know if I'm the person to give advice.
Well, I think anybody is qualified to give advice.
Oh, no.
What's working for us that you think others should do?
I think structure. I think laughing, loving, making the kids feel safe. I think structure is key, though, too.
Yeah, and both our kids talked about that. Both of them talked about how, you know, they come downstairs, they do their work. Charlie goes to his room. Grace goes to the kitchen table. All of those different pieces. All right, last one. What do you appreciate now more than ever before? Other than me, of course.
You know, I always appreciated our family and how close we were. But I think looking at the situation we're in and, you know, we're really not at each other's throats. The kids really aren't at each other's, you know, like we are getting along still in all of this. I appreciate that. I appreciate, you know, just the freedoms that we have for where we live, you know, like this has never happened in our lifetime. And, you know, just the fact to go to the grocery store, go to Target, go to the post office and not second guess yourself. Go to the, you know, doctor if you're not feeling well, like.
That's like the last place I'd go right now.
Right. That's a scary thought when, you know, Charlie says, I'm not really feeling that well. I'm like, oh, the first thought was, oh, dear, please, you know, don't be anything that we would feel the need to take you somewhere. So
can we break that down a second? So why do you think, well, but we are very blessed and it is working really well here. And do you think because we give the kids choices every day, like these are your non-negotiables. You will sit at the table, you will do your work. But then what do you guys want to do this afternoon? I mean, you think that's why we're not, I mean, I sit back every night, I lay in bed and I think to myself, like, that really worked out again today. How did that work out so well today? Do you guys want to watch a movie or do you want your own time? And our kids will even lead it, but we give them choices. You think that's what's working? And
Yeah.
Plus just the demeanor of having a hyper dad and a calm mom.
Yeah, and there you go. I just look at our life before. You know, like, I don't really think we're doing
things that are all that different than our expectations, other than the, you can't go hang out with your friends, you can't sleep over, you can't have them come over, which, you know, when you see them on FaceTime, you almost want to join in on their conversations.
Yeah, they certainly do get mad when I roll in and I'm like, hey, what's going on? Especially when it's their teachers. They don't like that.
No, you didn't do that very well.
Yeah, that wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Well, Megan, thank you for joining me on the podcast.
Teddy, thank you.
Oh. Goodbye, everybody. Well, that's my family. So, let's do some smart thinking. Describe how you can process with your family what is going on. List strategies you can employ to fuel optimism moving forward. And describe what it will take for you to support those you love in the upcoming weeks. Well, that's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Thank you for listening, and please post and share this episode and others on your social media platform. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And as always, thank you to the Well Pennies for their great music. And if you have not yet, check them out on their Facebook page or mine and take a look at their quarantine videos. You'll get to see Brian and Sarah at their best as they play a song a day from their home in Iowa. Last, it was a little risky for me to have the family on the podcast, but I really wanted to share what I'm seeing and hearing, how, quote, not fun, end quote, this is. And how we are doing our best as a family to make the best of it. how unique of a world I live in and how blessed I am on so many levels. I mean, as my father-in-law taught me, I have really good problems. And think about it. Most of us have our health. We have families who are healthy. We have good problems. We get to be here. As we move into the second half of the quarantine, I need you to be Buffalo, to provide leadership for those you live with and serve, to maintain energy, to love this situation, and embrace the opportunities presented to us. It is no fun being on the computer all day. It's no fun being cooped up. But you know what opportunity this provides us? Gratitude. Gratitude for what we have, what we will get to do again, who we are and what we're capable of. It's no time to wallow. It's time to look forward into the future and find the sunshine at the end of the storm. It's time to charge on and be Buffalo. And most importantly, it's time to simply shine on.
I left home such a long time ago. I swear I'd never stop believing. Oh, the ache of letting go, even though bare bones was all that I was leaving on your line, on your line. In my bed with the light overhead, God knows I try not to remember. Almost seems every day I can say I see you everywhere I wander. And it takes me over. It feels like home on your line. Desert shades, cotton fields, and never glades are felt in road waiting on my mind. Over hills and over time, I held our stories all around me on your line, on your line. Sky fell down in a chain of hurricanes, and I held my above the water. They don't care, and I can't find you anywhere. Sometimes I don't know why I bother. And it pulls me closer. It's all I know. It takes me. But in the dark there's a glow, you never know what lands lie open in my.